right, welcome back to Matchroom Radio with David Diamante. That is me. I am your host today. And I tell you, we have a really special guest, one of the greatest fighters of our generation, a three-division world champion, two-time Olympic gold medalist, Vasily Lomachenko. Great to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah. Hello. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Thank you.
When did you get in?
I came 2 days ago. 2 days ago.
Did you come from Oxnard or you came from Ukraine?
No, I came from Ukraine.
Okay. You've been living out in Oxnard, yeah?
Yeah, I come to United States only for preparation.
Yeah.
Only for 2 months. And after the fight, I come back to Ukraine, come back to my family, and stay in Ukraine.
Speaking of family, how do you like being a father?
He's good, he's great, and always, he's always... Ah, я думал, он меня за моего папу. I think you asked me about my father. Okay. It's very hard because, you know, you need to be a good example for kids and you need to learn kids a good think, good хорошим действием.
To teach good things
to do, and it's always too hard.
But I think you are a very good man.
I try to be a good man. I always teach, choose, learn. Yeah, I always learn to be a good man, and I wanted to show a good example for all kids.
Did you get this from your father, Papachenko?
Yes. My father always, during my life, he showed me a good example, very good example.
Your father, I don't know if many people know, many people do, many people don't, but he's top trainer. And he, when you were born, he's boxing trainer.
Yeah, sure. He before then I stayed training boxing. He trained a lot of guys before... Then I start training. He trained a lot of top boxers from our hometown, and he had a good boxing experience. Before then, I start boxing.
Did your father did he fight?
Yeah, he did fight, but not professional. It was amateur. Then he was in a. Институт как будет, так и будет. Then he was in university. After university, he stopped boxing career and start
training
career. Yeah.
And your mother is in gymnastics.
My mother also was athlete. She was a acrobat, and we have a sport family. Yeah.
It's a sport family.
My sister's an acrobat. My wife was an acrobat too. She trained with my sister in a pair. So now my kids athletes too.
Yes.
So it's athletes dynasty, Lomachenko.
Absolutely. And your father, he had the vision. I guess he always wanted you to be a fighter. But before he wants you to fight, he wants you to dance, to learn how to dance, yes?
Yeah. I was dancing, but, you know, I never liked it. And he said, hey, if you want to be a great boxer, you need to learn dancing. That's why I danced in 2 or 3 years, but it was national dancing.
Traditional.
But for me, yeah, traditional. For me, it was not interesting, but I must. Я должен был делать это.
Yeah, you had to do it.
I had to do it, but we can't come on a river 2 times in a life, and I can't compare if I didn't do this.
What do you mean you cannot come on the river 2 times?
If I didn't train dancing and start boxing without dancing, we can't compare this. That's why I can that's why I can answer is it help me or not?
Yeah, but of course you think it has.
Maybe, but no, I trained just three years, then I was a kid, but after that I stopped. And now then I stay professional athlete. I never use dancing. I do a lot of another exercise. I do a lot of another moves on the feet. Maybe this is help me.
Mm.
Maybe. That's why.
I have a memory. I don't know if you remember this. Probably not. When Usyk fought Gassiev in Moscow for the undisputed championship, you were there.
Yep.
You were in the ring. I was there. I was in the ring. And in my ear, the producer, the director is telling me, get to the center, do this, do this. And you were there. And I, you know, I'm quite tall. You were there and I had to get by. So I go to move you. You don't move. You don't move. Your balance was incredible.
Maybe, you know,
you're very solid.
I was training wrestling a little bit.
Yeah, like, I remember this. I push every big guy's pushing out of the way. I get to you, don't move, not an inch.
Maybe it's good for me. I always try stay in the middle and stay focused.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. But you know what? It was a good moment. Then you inside, then you in the ring, and you waiting for result.
Yeah.
And you thinking only about this result.
Of course.
And you focus on the result, and you don't think about another moves, another thing. Maybe that's why you can't move me.
Right.
I don't know.
Do you, when you're, obviously you're here this week because of Alexander Usyk. You guys are very close. Friends.
Yep.
And you were there in Moscow to support Alexander also. Do you enjoy, obviously people know you as a pound for pound great boxer yourself. But do you enjoy going to watch, let's say, Alexander? Do you like to watch boxing outside of yourself?
Of course, I like it, and I love boxing. This is, for me, it's a sport, and I always like see boxing from my friend, and because Alexander show very, very good skill, he show very high level boxing. That's why it's always interesting, and always interesting see boxing inside. Close to the ring,
mm-hmm.
It's always interesting because then you see in a TV, you can't see small details.
I agree.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
It's a big difference, right? When you're right there,
very big difference.
You see many things. The TV camera only shows you what they're showing you.
Yep.
But here you have 360 degree. You can smell, you can see, you can feel. It's very different.
Yeah, very, very.
So you as a fighter, you like to fight. You enjoy this.
I enjoy it. Yep.
What do you like about it?
You know, I like this moment. Then you train very hard. And after the fight, then you win. I like 2 hours after the win. Because this moment, you 2 hours, you're feeling like you can fly. And it's very, very emotional moment. You train hard couple months, you didn't see your family, you didn't see your friends, and after that you in your mind you're thinking you need to come back with a win, and I can't explain all my thinking in the head, but it's very приятно, pleasure.
Yes.
It's a very pleasant moment.
I think you explained it very well. And for the people listening out there, Vasily is not, obviously, English not your first language. So thank you so much. And we're going slow and you're doing great. This is great.
Thank you.
So this fight this weekend is a big fight. How do you see this fight?
You know, for me, it's a very historical moment for Ukrainian boxing. It's a historical moment for all fans around the world. And honestly, for me, it's 50-50, because they understand what they need to do in the ring. They are both had a big amateur experience. They are both technical fighters. I don't know, 50-50.
It's a very close fight.
Very, very close.
I love this fight.
You know, but Joshua has a power. Joshua has a experience and reach. Alexander has a speed. He has his reaction coordination and also amateur experience. You know, styles make fight. We'll see. One more day.
You talk about power, and people gave you the name Nomaschenko. Yep. Because you were stopping everybody. They were quitting. This is at featherweight. Then you go to 130. Then you go to 135. Did you find it hard when you moved up in weight, the power? Did you feel like at 126 you're really hurting guys, where at 135 maybe not so much? Or you still, how is that as a fighter?
Absolutely, it's big different. Of course, it's big different. And 135, it's a good weight classes for me. Of course, it's more powerful weight. But we have a lot of big names. We have a lot of top fighters in these weight classes. And if some people can organize Super Series with these weight classes, 130, 135, it will be, I think it will be a very historical moment.
This is a dream for me, because obviously, listen, 396 amateur wins, only one loss, which you avenged. Obviously, everybody knows about the Teofimo Lopez fight. We're going to have to talk about this, but I know more than anything, I mean, I can't speak for you, you must speak, you are here. But yes, more than anything, you want to avenge this loss with Teofimo, yes?
No, for me, you know, I explain my situation and I understand boxing. And people who understand boxing thought this fight, it was a draw. It was a very close fight. But if you're talking about professional boxing, okay, six rounds, I didn't win. But another half fight, I win all rounds. And all last three rounds, it was championship rounds. I didn't lose these rounds. That's why, in my eyes from people who understand boxing, it was a draw.
Tell me about the first six rounds. Why did it start slow for you?
I had a problem before the fight with my shoulder. In the second round, I feel a pain, and that's why I can't rush. And I try to do some punch with right hand. It was a pain, and I try to сохранить. I was trying to save
for the later part of the fight.
Save my health, save my body. I don't want to do a risk on the first six rounds. But after five or six rounds, I come to my corner and father said to me, "Hey, we can't win this fight if you didn't start to do something." And of course, it was the last six rounds. And I had to do something.
Yes.
And I start to do.
I know that you've had surgery on the shoulder since.
Our next day.
Yes. Successful, obviously. You came back and you dismantled Nakatani. You stopped him. Obviously, Teofimo went the distance with him. Now you are fighting Richard Comey, which obviously Teofimo fought him. So it seems like you're on the path for a rematch with Teofimo.
I want a rematch, but we never know what happened with in the head Teofimo Lopez and his father, because today he said yes, tomorrow he said no, after tomorrow he said again yes, and we don't understand now where are yet, and we're waiting for his fight with Kambosos in October. And of course, I'm waiting for my next fight. And after we will discuss, after we understanding how we can organize this.
Like you said, the landscape of 135, very good fighters. You know, Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, Gervonta Davis. Do any of those other names excite you? Are you interested maybe to meet with these other fighters?
Да-да. Now I want only one name. It's Teofimo. It's only one name.
Two-time Olympic gold medalist, three-division world champion. Many, many people had you for a long time, pound-for-pound number one in the world. Many people still do have you, pound-for-pound number one in the world. Not everybody, but a lot of people. What do you, Vasily, want in the career? I know you want the rematch. You want to avenge this loss. I understand this. But let's say you have this fight. Okay. What in the future, what is more goal for you?
No, my goal, it's to improve my skill. My goal to show a best style, my best style in the boxing. And of course, my goal, it's for belt. It's if we're talking about now. But in the future, of course, put my name in the history.
Put your name in the history books.
Yep.
And how do you see a rematch going with Teofimo Lopez? Will it be a different fight?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I'm very motivated. And I just wanted to improve myself, what I can to do in the boxing now.
You talk about this incredible moment after a fight. And I know a lot of fighters, they talk about coming up to the fight, the training is very difficult. Like you said, you don't see the family, the eating, you can't eat this, training, blah, blah, blah. Then the fight happens and this great feeling. And the first thing you want to do is do it again, you know. What do you do after this to, I know you train very, very hard, but what does Vasily Lomachenko do to relax when you just want to unwind and relax? How do you clear your head?
I love fishing. After that, I stay in 1 week with my kids, with my family, but after that, I going on a fishing. I love fishing.
So on a boat?
Yep.
On the river?
Yep.
Do you do fly fishing?
Only, no, I never try. Because we don't have a place for this fishing. But I love river, I love lake, and of course I like nature.
Sure. You have a dog?
Yep.
What's his name?
His name is Graf, but it's a порода Курцхар. Ты не знаешь, как переводится?
Курцхар?
Да.
Some kind of like a Курцхар.
It's a hunting dog.
Graf. His name Graf.
Yep.
And I understand you like electronic music, EDM.
I like electronic music. I love deep house. It's very good music for train for me.
Does it gets you going? Speaking of when you train, with Alexander, you guys train together a lot?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes we train together, yep.
And I know you know this, but he has the personality, he's very funny, always fun making a joke. Does this, it makes you more motivated? Is more fun to train?
No, it's for me it's more fun, for me it's more interesting, because in my camp I always focus it, in my camp always quiet, да, тишина, quiet? Always quiet, and it looks like... machine, work machine,
mm-hmm.
That's it. In his camp, it's always looks like I don't know how to explain. It's always fun.
Yes.
He always smile. He always dancing.
Right.
It's another different. Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to when he's there because it's a different dynamic.
Yep. Yeah.
And you know, obviously, you're very close with your family, and you train with your father. How is that to be so close all the time with your father?
You know, now for me, it's very good. Before, then I was smaller. Before, of course, I think, and oh, I always see this guy at home in a gym. But now I understand and time is very fast.
It really is.
In our life. That's why I love every day then I I love every day then I spend with my father, and I like it, and I enjoy it.
I love that. What were you like as a kid? Were you a good kid, or you get in some trouble?
Sometimes it was good, sometimes not good. like a boys.
Yeah. You have a lot of friends from childhood?
Yes.
And you're still friends?
Yes, yes. I have my best friend. He lives через дорогу.
Across the street.
He lives across the street, and now he's still my best friend. We grew up together, and now we have a business together.
Yes, this is very exciting. The hotel, yes?
Yes.
So tell us about the hotel. I know this is an incredible thing that you started.
Yeah, we built a hotel. It's
Kiev.
Loma. No, it's not a Kiev.
Where is it?
It's close to Odessa.
Okay.
It's a beach on the Black Sea.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but we work only three or 4 months because weather is not good always during 1 year. During a year, we work only summer.
Summer.
So maybe one day you can come.
And I would love to. I would love to. I'd be honored. You grew up on a small town, yes, by the sea?
Yeah.
So what's it like now? You're this global star. Everybody knows Lomachenko. We rode a bus together just yesterday, and we get off the bus, and the people, oh, Lomachenko. They love you. Everybody love you. Is this, and you have fought at the biggest venues in the world, Madison Square Garden and here in London, all over the world. For a boy from a small town to be this superstar, do you feel this is a dream, or is this, how does this feel for you?
I never thinking about this. I just want to stay like a boy who grow up, who поставил цель. Stay. Yeah, I just wanted to stay a boy who put my goal in the life, in the boxing, and take this goal, and take my dream. And that's it. That's it. I don't want to understand what I'm a star in the boxing. I don't want to do this. I just want to do, like I said before, I just want to show a very good example for kids who try to take their goal, and it's hard to explain in English, sorry.
Do the best you can.
But can I start in Russian? Yeah.
Yes, English? Of course.
Okay. Я хочу оставаться парнем, который достиг своей цели и показывать пример детям, что это можно делать, независимо в каком месте ты находишься, и при этом можно оставаться скромным, порядочным человеком.
Well, I think you're doing a great job to do that. Let me ask you this. After boxing, okay, obviously not now, in long future, after boxing, what would you like to do?
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about fishing and hunting. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, if you ask me about my future 2 years ago, I absolutely give you my answer. I never start train. But now I think maybe in the future I start train because I have a son, and maybe if he want, захочет, want it?
Yes, if he wants.
If he would like start boxing his career, of course I start help him.
You will train him.
Yep.
And I also want to ask you, because the hunting and the fishing, do you eat the fish? Do you eat the duck, the pheasant?
Yes.
So what is your favorite meal? What if I say you have one meal, what this is what you want? Not, of course, to make weight. This is just, you're not making weight, no fight. What do you want to eat? What's your favorite food? What do you love?
My favorite food, I love Italian food, but it's pasta, but it's not hunting food.
Yes.
if you're talking about hunting food, I don't know how to explain in English. Its name is shurpa.
Shurpa.
Nobody knows it, but it looks like meat.
Uh-huh.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Hot water, and vegetables. A lot of different vegetables.
Okay.
It's cooking. It looks like soup.
Yeah.
It looks like. Второе блюдо. It looks like main.
Like a soup, like a main course.
Is this a Ukrainian dish?
No, it's not Ukrainian. I think it's. I don't know. Uzbekska.
Is it Uzbek food?
I think it's from. Nobody knows.
If it's delicious, it's delicious. We'll have to try it sometime.
But it's very tasty.
I believe it is. Okay, I appreciate your time. We're going to let you go. But before, the fans have a couple of questions. Will you be okay to answer some fan questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Let's get to these. Sergey Andrich asks you, growing up, did you have any jobs before you were an amateur boxer?
Never, no. Oh, yeah. I had a job.
Didn't you serve ice cream?
I sell ice cream. I was selling.
Yeah.
I was selling ice cream one year and on a Black Sea.
Yeah.
And I never said about this. Yeah. And I was selling newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite?
But I was 10 or 12 years old.
Yeah. What's your favorite flavor ice cream? Whatever.
I don't know how it's plum beer. I don't know how to explain.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah, it's vanilla.
Okay. At Freddie Ryan 19 asks you, who is the biggest influence on your life and also separately your career? Your biggest influence?
Boxing,
whatever you want to say in your life and also on your career separately.
You know, when I was a kid, I really like very well Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, and I always follow this guy. When I was a kid, I always like their fight. And I remember then I cry when Roy Jones lose his fight to Tarver. Then he lose this fight with Tarver. I was crying.
Antonio Tarver.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine. Nice guy. Roy's here this weekend. Did you see him yet?
No.
Yeah, he's here. I saw him last night. Incredible fighter. Incredible fighter. Okay, Jonathan Weeder asks you, who is your favorite British fighter, either in the past or the present?
It's a hard question. I'm never thinking about this.
But I know you love to fight here in London,
you know,
yes?
Now, if I very I very like Tyson Fury. I very like. He's very, very talented boxer. He's talented athlete.
Very like talented it. And also a big personality.
Yeah, very big.
Listen, Loma, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And I wish you the best in the future. I cannot wait to see your fights. We watch all of them, and we're all big fans. So anyway, out there to the fans, please do not miss the fight this weekend. AJ versus Usyk, the Unified Heavyweight Championship of the World, Sky Sports Box Office, and DAZN. This is Matchroom Radio. Until next time, David Diamante signing out.